Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The way of the wicked shows in their actions as well. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Then in verse 3, they have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. This corruption, it is a rottenness, a ruin that means they are not fit for the purpose for which God made them. It is not only them, it is what they touch and where they live. How can we say that? It is the same kind of corruption God saw in the world in Genesis 6. He saw that the world and the people in it were corrupt. Only Noah and his family found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Same word, same principle. It is the corruption that caused God to act in judgment and send the flood on the earth. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works or evil deeds. What is abhorrent to God? What would make God's skin crawl or make him hold his nose because it is so offensive to him? They've done what is not morally good. There is none who does good. As we have spoken before, there are many who do good things. Thank God for that. There are many people who do good deeds. They do good things to help others. But it is not morally good in God's eyes. It is not pleasing to him because it is done for all the wrong reasons, to promote self for other reasons than to please God. They have rejected God. They have an attitude and an action of rejection. They have turned aside or turned away from God. They have all turned aside, turned from seeking after God to seek in other directions. Let's put that together with that corruption. I was thinking about some of this the other day. I wonder if the argument over origins are just a smokescreen, trying to push the origin of everything back 400 billion years or however many to the Big Bang is just a cover to distract our attention from the real issue being the flood. You see, you can't prove or disprove creation. None of us were there. You can't duplicate it. You can't prove or disprove the Big Bang. But boy, there's a lot of evidence to prove or disprove the flood. What does the flood represent? It is God's judgment on evil, and it is in your face. You cannot avoid it. If you come to terms with what it really means, the evidence in the fossil record and in other places of what occurred, that is God's judgment on sin. Does the one who is an enemy of God want to face up to that? No. So they're going to do their dead-level best to explain away the fossils and explain all that is part of the record to come up with another explanation so they don't have to deal with consequences for evil, because that brings it right home. They're seeking in other directions to explain everything God would explain, his presence, his activity, his existence. They turned away from his ways, turned away from his standard, rejected his standard. They give no credibility to God's expectations, and they reject his authority. Now, again, you might ask them to articulate for you what they believe. Do you believe in God? Do you believe he gave the Ten Commandments and so forth? They might answer affirmatively, but do they live that way? Many, many people do not, and by their actions show a rejection of his standard and his authority. It says they have together become corrupt. A different word is translated corrupt there than in verse 1. This word in verse 3 is related to the concept of milk turning sour. It's that kind of corruption. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.